هاي دان What's going on? How are you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me there pretty clearly? I've been having a little bit of trouble with my headset. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Now you're sounding better now.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully that does it here. Just give me two seconds here. Let me do something here. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm going to try to make this pretty quick, brother, and just keep it straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Okay.
Our company name, Scott, is Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years, and we've been partners to Google for that long as well. Tara tells me that you're currently on Angie's list. How is that working out for you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm in the process of setting it up. So apparently I've gone live today because I've already had two people reach out to me. One I did get a hold of and scheduled service for. So that seems pretty good. Like I said, I don't think I'm even fully up and functioning on their site yet. So, but there must be something because, like I said, I've actually had two people reach out to me today.
Okay. Well, I mean, if Angie, is something that you'd like or you see it working, I mean, Google is definitely something you would love. And I only say that because Angie utilizes Google to get their leads. So you would basically just be going straight to the source. Okay. And then the difference here is that, we would place you on the first page right along your top competitors for WSM. That's what we have available. So what we're proposing is to put you alongside like Champions, Associated Appraisal Group, Integrity, Citywide, Sunshine, Nature Cost, The Bay Group, Mike Wells, and JSW. Not sure if you heard of any of these guys before.
I think I've heard of like one or two.
Okay, well, to keep things pretty straight, brother, I mean, these are the guys that come up as first options on Google, right? Anytime anyone's looking for an appraisal, these companies come up as first option, and that's how they stay quite busy. I mean, they're not doing anything, that's quite different or anything that's better than what you're doing. It's the simple fact, again, that they are the first choice on Google. And that's where we would be placing WSM on that first page, right alongside of the companies that come up on the first page. Okay. On the first page of Google, there's only about 8 to 10 slots. And everybody wants to be on the first page. They know that when you're on there, obviously, work, you're never going to be short of, because of the thousands of people that get on there to look for the services. Now, the other question I did want to ask, Scott, I mean, are you set up with the website for the company, or that's not something you got to yet?
For the website as far as what, Angie's?
No. A website for WSM.
I have a website for myself.
Oh, okay. So you do have a website for the company?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. The only reason that I ask that is part of what we offer, we can also promote that website on Google because, there's really no point in having a site if it's not being looked at or bringing in traffic. So we can place that on the first page of Google as well. And then very quickly, do you have any social media, Scott?
No, I
don't. Any presence? No.
I'm starting out again brand new. I've done this like forever, but this is, I'm starting out again all over.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, the reason that I ask is that we work with Facebook hand by hand as well, so we could help you build a business profile to get you on social media, and then we would run ads for WSM Appraisal. We also work with Yelp, and we work with Apple, which are the other platforms that we would list you in, right? The people that have iPhones that use Safari to do their searches, we would be listing you on those platforms as well. But again, if I'm going to be very straight with you, I mean, where you will see the biggest success and will keep you occupied and where you really want to be, which is the golden ticket, is on that first page of Google. You know, that's really where, you know, all the companies want to be at. And then us having, you know, your website on there as well. The monthly pricing for our service is actually quite affordable, Scott. Since we're not, you know, a third party, we have to follow Google guidelines. So to get you on that first page, you know, do the social media for you, the Apple, the Yelp, the other platforms that we would list you in, you're looking at $249 monthly. That's it. There's no, there's no contract. It's a month-to-month service. Okay. What does that mean? That means that you have the right to stop or cancel the service at any time if you're not happy. But, I mean, if I'm being very straight with you again, I don't think that you would want to cancel the service if you see that it's bringing you in quite a bit of work. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? I mean, you know, if you're seeing results and it's keeping you busy, then it'd be a no-brainer on who you want to stick with, right? And I say that because,
right,
you know, again, I'm not trying to downgrade or talk bad about anyone else, but, you know, Google is definitely hard to beat. I mean, they're the biggest search engine that exists. So, you know, I mean, it doesn't let anyone down, especially when you're on the first page. Like I said, the cake is big enough to go around. Now, do you have pictures of the work that you do, Scott?
I mean, I took, I think I put some pictures on there of houses that I've done.
Okay. Okay.
You know, when you're an appraiser, it's kind of hard to, you know, to put pictures of your work. But I mean, I have put some pictures.
You're right. You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, no worries. I mean, you know, I was asking because we can put those on Google. That's the only reason I'm asking. You know, that's why I was asking you that question. Okay. And then, Scott, what is your last name, if you don't mind me asking?
It's McElveen. It's McElveen.
McElveen. Okay. Do you have an email address, Scott?
It's WSMappraisals@gmail.com.
Appraisals with an S?
Yeah, with an S.
Okay. The 727-433-3540, is that a good number where the customers can call you?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then,
that's my cell phone.
Okay. And then let me just ask you very straightforward, Scott. Are you in a position where you're able to take on more clients? Like, if new customers start calling you, you'd be able to, you know, do the appraisals and so forth at this time?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So I'm
okay.
I told her I'm starting off brand new again, all over. So I don't have, I don't even have, I'm just resetting myself with some of the AMCs.
Okay.
And to be honest, I really don't want to be working for them as much as, in this area, there's a lot of people now that are looking for homes because their homes were damaged in their hurricane.
In the hurricane, correct.
And
mm-hmm.
They've got to come up, right. And they've got to come up with an appraisal to fight, you know, the insurance, because the insurance is just going to use the assessed value. And,
right. Perfect.
The market value is always much higher. So, I'd rather put myself out to these people because I think, you know, there's a larger opportunity for that right now until the, you know, work with the lenders and the AMCs are the problem. until that can get back in a little bit better mode. They're killing the appraisers right now, so.
Understood. And, you know, a lot of these people, of course, the AMCs that you're referring to, but most of the people that are looking for the appraisals after the hurricane, that's where they're, you know, they go on Google and try to find a local appraiser, an appraiser that's one of the top recommended, and that's what Google would do, man. That's why we're asking that question, you know, because we know that, you know, once you come up on the first page, obviously, you know, like I said, you know, work is not going to be an issue, obviously, you know. So that's, we also want to make sure that we're working with someone that's able to take on more and, you know, take on more clients, because, you know, this is what we show Google to keep that partnership, right, is that the companies that we're working with are being successful. Okay. Now, the business, what address do you have that registered to, Oscott? Don't worry, we're not going to list that on Google. That's just for our records.
Okay, it's 830 Karen Street.
830 Karen Street. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's going to be 34684?
34684, yep.
All right. And then what times and what days would you like it to show on Google that you're open to take calls and do the work?
I mean, I use my cell phone for everything. So
okay,
really, pretty much any time.
Okay, because we do put a you know, when we do the Google Business Profile, known as the GBP, we do put a, you know, just like any business that you find on Google, it has the dates and times. So what days and times that you wanted to show on Google that you're open for business?
I guess. You know, I guess the typical Monday, I guess Monday through Friday, put like from 9 to 9, I guess.
9 to 9, okay. No worries. Now, how far from Palm Harbor, I don't know if Tara asked you that, how far from Palm Harbor are you willing to travel for new customers that call you on Google? Are you looking for like Pinellas County, Pasco, Hillsboro?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I do, is Pinellas, Hillsboro, and Pasco.
Okay. How many miles from Palm Harbor would you say that is, roughly?
Probably 30.
30, okay. I'm going to put you down for 40 miles, if that's okay, on Google, just so, you know, the visibility of WSM reaches out a little bit further. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then you said you had a Facebook, or you did not? I'm sorry. You said you didn't, right?
Not a Facebook, but I had made a, you know, or a friend of mine made me a website.
A website, yeah. What is the name of that website?
I guess they've got it under a couple of things, because I pulled it up. It's either WSMappraisals.com, but then they also have it under www.scott-appraisals.com.
Okay, and do you have the domain for these websites? Like, do you have access to them?
I don't know. They're the ones that made it for me. Like I said, they made it for me.
No worries. The reason I ask is, like I told you, we can get these on Google, but you would have to have access to them in order for them to go on Google. Okay? So just so you know, worst case scenario, if you do not have access, we can always build you a new website, and that pricing stays the same at $249. Okay. Let's see here.
There's a contact page on here with my phone number, and then, you know, a thing.
Oh, okay.
Name,
okay. So I think that you do have access to it then. Don't, no worries. Tomorrow, it's Wednesday, Scott, you'll get a call from our IT guys, right? These are the guys that, you know, put the website, put you on Google, put you on Yelp, put you on Apple. I'm sure you know what the IT department does. I mean, they do all the, you know, all the back end work. What time tomorrow do you have about 30 minutes to spare where they can give you a ring?
Let me think. I've got an appointment in the morning. I'd probably like, say, around 1.
1. Let me see in here. Yeah, I do have a 1 a.m. Okay, perfect. I'll put you in for 1 a.m. All right. And then you do have access to wsmappraisals@gmail.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm just asking because I'm going to send the confirmations there in a second. I do also, and I'm just about done here. Thank you for being patient, brother. Don't worry. I promise you're going to love the services on Google much better than what you're currently on right now. But again, that's going to be for you to decide. I need to create a password for the account. This is in case you call us. We just want to make sure that we're speaking with you. You can choose one of these three questions, and the answer will be the password. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
City I was born in.
Okay, go ahead.
D-U-N-E-D-I-N. Dunedin.
Dunedin. Where is that at?
It's here in the area.
Okay.
Cute little town.
Nice. Alrighty. Bear with me here 1 second. Okay. And the pictures that you do have, I know you said it's a little hard for you to take pictures, obviously, because you're doing appraisals, but the pictures that you do have, do you have some of them on your phone by any chance?
All I've got, I think, is one on my phone.
One, okay.
And it's not real impressive because these houses are long and skinny, but it doesn't look like much, but it's got 22 bedrooms in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy's got 3 of them.
Wow, that's quite impressive, to be quite frank. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. All right, no, I'm just asking because, you know, again, those we can put on Google. And then one last question, Scott. I'm going to wrap things up here. How fast or how soon are you able to take on the new customers or the new clients if they call you? I mean, you're open as of right now.
Yeah, I'm open now.
Okay, bear with me 1 second. You're in Florida, huh, Scott? I mean, our corporate headquarters is here in California. That's why I'm asking. But how's your Spanish, if you don't mind me asking? I'm asking because you do appraisals. I'm sure you run into that sometimes.
Yeah. I unfortunately don't speak Spanish. I should.
Oh.
And I've done missionary trips even to Central America, and and Tampa has a huge Hispanic community.
Oh, you're a missionary? That's pretty awesome. For what church?
At the time it was for a Methodist church, and I did trips to Honduras and Panama.
Nice. Okay. Okay. You know, I've never been to a Methodist church. I go to a Pentecostal church, you know, which is, it's a little louder per se than most churches.
Methodists are pretty laid back, but.
Yeah, they are. They are. You know, and then, we have a little, I don't want to say disagreement, but I mean, you know, I guess sometimes the interpretation of the tongue speaking can be a little misinterpreted in some sense, you know, but we definitely take the Spirit to the Holy Ghost to the next level. That's for sure.
You definitely do. I've sang in a couple of Pentecostal churches in my youth. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay. I'm sorry to jump off topic there. Okay. And then Scott, regarding the 249, which is the monthly payment, how did you want to take care of that? We do take Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, which is American Express.
I can use a Visa card.
A Visa card. Okay. Is it going to say Scott Mc? How do you say your last name, Scott? You know, I've dealt with thousands of last names. I mean, literally thousands. I've never seen your last name before.
I pronounce it McElvin. There's also, from our heritage bit, the brothers came over from Scotland, they had a fight, so there's other ones that pronounce it McElveen, but I
McElveen.
Pronounce it McElvin.
You know what? McElveen sounds really cool for some reason. It sounds like some type of knight or something, you know, like McElveen, okay.
Yeah.
And it's spelled McElveen.
Correct.
Okay. Now, the card that you have, Scott, does it say WSM or does it say your name?
It says William S.
Oh, just like that, William S?
Yeah, William S. McElvin is what it has on my card.
William S.
I haven't
McElvin.
Gotten a new business card yet.
No worries. Your first name is William, then?
Yeah.
Oh, but you go by Scott?
But I go by Scott.
Ah, okay. You didn't like William?
My parents thought that William Scott McElvin sounded better than Scott William McElvin, but they were going to call me Scott, and I've always been called Scott.
Scott. Ah, okay.
So.
I actually know three Williams, so that's why I was asking. I was like, hey, they all like their name, you know, just, sorry, man, I don't mean to jump off topic. But I was intrigued by your last name.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay, whenever you're ready, you can give me the card number, and then what I'll do is while we're on the phone, I'll send the confirmation over to your email.
Okay, it's 4147.
Okay.
2026-6716-7074.
Oh, okay. And expiration date?
3/29.
And then the CC code, it's going to be three numbers behind the card.
Yeah. 403.
403. Okay. Just bear with me one quick second, Scott, while I verify that this card that you provided is a valid one. And while I do that, I do have to read our disclosure, which is pretty brief. It's called the voice verification. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, Scott. The reason behind this is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. If there's anything that you do not understand as I'm walking you through this, please do me a favor, ask me to clarify it, and I'll be more than happy to do that. To make sure that I do have everything correct, can you please state the name of the business?
It's WSM Appraisal Service.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is, I go by W. Scott McElvin, and I'm the owner.
Owner. Okay, perfect. And you are an authorized party on the billing account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Scott, we also ask, if you agree, to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. okay? To get results as fast as possible, we ask that you are involved in the growth of the company, okay? That's why we ask to be responsive to the phone calls and emails. Also, the payment will be processed today, December 17th, for $249. Your next payment is not due until January 17th next year, and that's going to be your flat rate with us is $249. Now, keep in mind, Scott, that this is not a contract, and you have the right to stop or cancel the service if we're not meeting your expectations, okay?
Okay.
We ask that if you did want to cancel, that you simply give us a call to our customer service number. I can give it to you or I can text it to you, whatever seems easier for you, Scott.
I guess text it to me, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me 1 second. I'll do that right now.
Or email. Email is good too.
Or email. Okay, perfect. Here, let me send that over. All right, I just texted over to you. Okay, and as I was processing the payment, it does say verification required. Normally, what it does, and not, you know, because I have Chase and Wells Fargo. I don't know who you bank with, but
yeah.
It sends you a confirmation to ask if it's you.
Okay. I think the billing address for that is.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me change it. Give me 1 second, because what I have here is 830 Karen Street.
That's old address.
Okay. What's the address on there?
It's my old address. It's 4616 Landscape Drive.
Landscape Drive. Zip code?
33624.
Okay, that's going to be in Tampa then, right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me update this. 4616 Landscape Drive. That's going to be in Tampa. Okay. 33624. Make sure I have that correct. 33624. Yes. Okay. All right. I just updated 4616 Landscape Drive, Tampa, Florida, 33624. Okay. And did you get the verification on that text you got?
Let me see.
Yeah, you should have got a text message.
Okay, I got the one from you.
Yeah, you should got one from your financial institution, whoever you use. Well, the one, like the mine is set up when I use it, and the payment declines, normally it sends me a text saying, hey, Mario, are you the one trying to charge? And it tells you the amount and who it's from.
I haven't gotten anything yet from them.
Okay, and just give it 1 second here. You should get it shortly, because
right.
I just tried it.
Okay.
Let's see here.
And check, make sure they didn't send me an email. No, don't have an email either.
No email either. Okay, let me try it with the updated address, see if that doesn't. Hold on.
Yeah, try it with the address.
All right, processing right now. Give me a second. Okay, updated address did it. Okay. Okay. That did it. Yeah, that's what it was. So
I need to go back in and it just made me realize I need to change my address on here.
Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea for future references so you don't go through the same, you know, stuff with anything else that you're trying to pay or, you know, So it'd probably be a good idea to call the bank and just say, hey, I need to update that. And also in case they're sending you any type of paperwork in the mail. Scott, you're going to get in a second, you're going to be receiving, text messages. You're also going to be getting, emails. There's one email in particular that you should got right now. If you want to go to your emails, it just, you know, it asks you permission. You have to give us permission to be able to call, or text you. And then, saying that you are the person, and every information you gave us is correct. There's going to be two little boxes that you have to click on. If you have a second, I can help you do that and walk you through it. If not, I can tell you how to do it, and you can do it when you have time. But if you have like 2 or 3 minutes, I can help you with that. So that way when you get a call tomorrow at 1 o'clock, it'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes because they're just going to walk you through it anyways.
Okay. Let's see. I got three of them. I said one says local/initial invoice.
Initial invoice. Can you open that one up?
Welcome to local. Okay. Initial invoice.
Yeah. Hello, Scott. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. What you want to look for is go towards the middle bottom portion, not all the way to the bottom. If you hit access your dashboard, you went too far. You want to look right before that. It's going to say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you find that.
Okay. Got it.
Got it. Okay. When you click on that, it's going to take you, well, sometimes it asks you if you want to see it like through Apple or Google. So, but if it doesn't, it's going to take you to the second page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Towards the bottom, you want to look for your phone number. Let me know when you find your phone number.
Underneath
your number.
Phone number.
Yeah. The first box, I agree to receive SMS, which is another word for text messages. Yeah. So click the first box. Second box, I certify and authorize that I am the cardholder of the card you provided and that all the information is complete and accurate. So click the second box. And then maybe three sentences down, you're going to see it says signature. And right next to it, it says William S. McElveen.
Yeah.
It says your name. Yeah. So right underneath your name, there's a little box that says click here and type your name. So you got to click on that box and type your name. It has to be exactly as it's like it's on there, or if not, it won't accept it. So it has to say William space S space McElveen. And then once you do that, you want to hit confirm signature right under that. What this does is going to give you access to our dashboard. Where you're able to see all the back end things like the progress, how many calls you're getting from Google, how many views. If it doesn't let you click the confirm signature, you got to turn your phone sideways. But once you do it, let me know and I will confirm that we received it.
I think I did. Something happened and all of a sudden now I'm looking at Welcome to Local Splash.
Yes, and that means you did. You're asking you for your credentials and username and so forth. You'll get those tomorrow from the IT guys.
Okay,
but I do see here it's completed. Well, Scott, let me just take maybe 10 more seconds to say welcome to the family, brother. You know, we look forward in the relationship between WSM and us to be a long-term one. Thanks for giving us that 1% of your trust. I know it's our job to gain that other 99%. Like I said to you, man, and I've been very straightforward with you. I know the only way that we can keep you as a long-term customer is by providing those results, man. So again, thank you for that opportunity. Just do me a favor. In about 5 minutes, I'll send you an email. It's a courtesy calendar reminder just saying, hey, Scott, you have an appointment with Local Splash at 1 p.m. tomorrow. I'm just sending that as a courtesy reminder. Just do me a favor. Try not to miss that call at 1 p.m. tomorrow. That way, we don't have to reschedule it because sometimes it's a little hard to get these IT guys available, and that could be one of the only things that can cause a delay. So, try to set yourself a little reminder that you have a call coming in at 1 p.m.
All right. I will do that.
Okay. Again, Scott, thank you so much, brother. We'll be in touch with you tomorrow. You have a great rest of your day. And God bless, brother.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You got it, sir. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.